Track 3.2.
Miscarriages of Justice. Imagine, one day, out of the blue, you are arrested, accused of a crime that you didn't commit, found guilty, and sent to prison. Even in the best legal systems, innocent people can find themselves convicted by judge and jury and sentenced to years behind bars. 1. Sally Clark, UK. Sally Clark was a lawyer and mother of two. Her first son was born healthy in 1996, but died suddenly when he was just 3 months old. In 1998, she had another son, but he too died aged just 2 months and in the same circumstances. At this point, social services intervened, and Mrs. Clark was subsequently put on trial for murder. The prosecutors based their evidence on the findings of a medical expert who claimed that the chances of two babies from the same family dying a natural death in identical circumstances were virtually nil. Despite protesting her innocence, Clark was found guilty on the basis of that evidence and sentenced to life imprisonment. She appealed the verdict, and after 3 years in jail, she was released when it emerged that evidence proving that one of the children had died from natural causes had been withheld from her defence lawyers. Furthermore, the statistical evidence on which the prosecution was based was shown to be invalid. One doctor commented that rarely had statistical evidence been so misused in a trial. Sally Clark never fully recovered from her ordeal, and she died in 2007, aged only 43. 2. Reuben Hurricane Carter, USA. Reuben Carter was born in 1937 in New Jersey. He was convicted of several crimes before he became a professional boxer in 1961. Nicknamed Hurricane because of his lightning-fast fists, he was a promising boxer with hopes of fighting for the middleweight world championship. But in 1966, Carter and his friend John Artis were arrested and prosecuted for the murder of three people in a bar. The evidence was weak. Two witnesses said they'd seen Carter and Artis running away from the crime, but later they changed their story. Not only did Carter and Artis have no motive, but they also had alibis. Moreover, it was never proven that their guns were the ones used in the murders. Nor were any fingerprints taken at the crime scene. Despite all of this, both Carter and Artis were convicted in 1967 and given life sentences. Throughout his incarceration, Carter campaigned for his release, always protesting his innocence. Various people campaigned on his behalf, and singer Bob Dylan even wrote a song about his case. Finally, in November 1985, the case was thrown out of court, and Reuben Carter was finally released after having spent 18 years behind bars. Artis had already been released 4 years earlier. Carter died in 2014 at the age of 76. His story was made into an Oscar-nominated film, Hurricane, in 1999, starring Denzel Washington. 3. The Guildford Four, UK. In the 1970s, the Irish Republican Army, IRA, ran a bombing campaign in the UK to protest against British military presence in Northern Ireland. One bomb in 1974, in a town called Guildford, killed several soldiers and their girlfriends. No sooner had the bombing taken place than four young people, Jerry Conlon, Patrick Armstrong, Carol Richardson and Paul Hill, were arrested and charged. All four of them confessed under police interrogation, but they later retracted their confessions. In 1975, they were sent to prison for life. None of the four had the typical profile of a bomber, and furthermore, the prosecution withheld evidence that proved that Conlon had been in London at the time of the bombing. Later, the IRA itself stated clearly that none of the four had been involved in the Guildford bombings. Nevertheless, it took until 1989 for them to be released, 15 years after their arrest. Conlon went on to become a campaigner against miscarriages of justice, both in the UK and abroad. He died in 2014. A film, In the Name of the Father, was made about him in 1993, starring Daniel Day-Lewis.